This written story is also offered to you as a sound version with the help of AI narration, so we can share real articles on real people to a wider audience. The voices may be digital, but the stories and their impact are unique and personal.
This latest Edgar article is on the dynamic, competitive, inclusive, and warm-hearted G4D golfer Melody Rocaz of France. This article, along with those of many other people with a disability who have thrived through golf, can be found at www.edgargolf.com. So, without further ado, we hope you enjoy learning about Melody's journey in golf, how playing the sport has helped her with her physical and mental health, and also what fuels her life as a golfer.
Golf taught me that nothing is ever guaranteed, says Melody Rocaz. Golf is such a mental game. You have to stay confident until the very last shot, even in the worst situations. You can't give up on yourself, the 23-year-old French golfer adds. Over time, I learned that confidence isn't something you either have or don't have. It's something you build through experience. Nothing is ever guaranteed. Having started in golf aged just 5, Melody recognizes what the game has given her. Because I started early, I experienced the sport in a very natural and enjoyable way. It was all about pleasure at first. I made friends, played a lot, and truly fell in love with the game. It is only when you get a little older that you learn that golf is a neutral place, and, like the nature around it, golf doesn't favour any player one way or the other. The bumps and hollows on the course, the bounces good and bad, are not there to be kind to the enthusiastic youngster. The player has to impart their own personality on the game gradually, and discover and build their own character through playing, through failing, and succeeding. Melody faced a significant added challenge. She would learn that it would take her own inner steel to adapt her game over the years when the degenerative neurological health condition she was born with threatened to erode youthful confidence. And Melody demonstrates that inner steel today. We requested an interview with her at a tournament in Portugal after her round. She was tired, we were asking a lot at that moment. But when Melody agreed to talk, she then spoke fluently in her second language, smiling away at the camera, demonstrating her swing in some detail, and explained at length, brilliantly, about what the game means and what it can offer anyone who plays. Growing up with this condition meant that my relationship with golf constantly had to evolve with my health, says Melody. Today, I use a wheelchair, but I've learned to adapt and continue pursuing my passion for golf. Looking ahead, I want to be a champion. It's the biggest part of my life because I started so young, so it's been a long time. Starting young also meant that training and hard work never scared Melody. Practicing became a normal part of her routine. Over the years, I evolved and my golf evolved with me. Golf helped me develop discipline and concentration, which really benefited me in school and in my overall behavior. I truly believe that sport gives you structure and mental strength from a young age, she explains. Melody works as an administrative assistant for an international tech company called the Hardis Group and loves her job working in Seyssinet-Paris-Sey. She lives in Échirolles near Grenoble and plays golf nearby at Golf de Charmey. Melody has spoken publicly on a number of occasions about the power of her sport to encourage others to thrive, specifically people with a disability, including, of course, women and girls. It seems Melody recalls herself as a 5-year-old playing for the first time and hopes to inspire other young girls to find their own confidence through learning and playing golf. Worth noting also, as anyone who has played with Melody will tell you, all this youthful maturity is certainly counterbalanced on the fairways by a joy in playing, revealing a rich sense of humour. Few players smile and laugh as much as Melody during a round of golf. the little girl is still very much there, loving the game, shot for shot. Family legend has it that the very first time she had played, Melody only wanted to drive the ball. The 5-year-old wanted to smack the ball hard, a habit her 23-year-old self still thrives on. Melody and her sister Maureen loved the game from the start. Her mum Stephanie had played at university, and she introduced the game to her dad, Thierry, who enjoyed the game so much he started working on a golf course and is a greenskeeper today. The youngster would watch and study her parents as they played. Melody's health condition has meant she has faced multiple difficulties in her early life, not least experiencing 2 strokes, which resulted in right-side hemiparesis and chronic pain. She had to take time away from her beloved golf, but the sport was always in her heart. The game offered a deeply enriching family experience with many layers of love, support, and the fun in playing together. Not just important for Melody, but the whole family. I went from playing multiple competitive rounds and carrying my own bag to experiencing more and more fatigue. Over time, I had to reduce to 1 round maximum. Until eventually I had to stop playing completely for 2 years because of my health. That period was extremely difficult. The support of my family during that time was everything. My parents were always there when I was younger, driving me to competitions and supporting me unconditionally. My mother has caddied for me many times, both when I was playing able-bodied events and later in disabled competitions. It was thanks to her that I discovered paragolf, which is golf for the disabled, G4D, through Handigolf France, an association which completely changed my life. I was able to return to the sport I love, first using a scooter and later with my Paramotion, which is a powered mobility device. Melody adds, through the association, I also met incredible friends who support me every single day. I will never be grateful enough for my family and for those friendships. They didn't just support my golf, they supported me as a person during my most challenging moments. Watching Melody hit the golf ball on the course, but also hearing the sound created by the timing in the strike, has impressed so many of her fellow players in the Edgar-supported tournaments she has contested in France, Italy, Germany, Portugal, and England. Just like her younger self, Melody knows the ball is there to be hit. I don't have enough power in my right arm, so I naturally let it go just after hitting the ball. Most of my strength now comes from my left arm, which affects my swing. I don't have the power in my lower body. All of it comes from the rotating of my hands, arms, and my shoulders, so that's how I get speed in the shot. I can hit my driver about 180 meters. Her skill and dedication has led Melody to tournament success. At the time of writing, she plays off a 12.3 golf handicap index and is the 2nd highest female ranked player in the net list of the World Ranking for Golfers with Disability, WR4GD. In 2025, she qualified for the finals in the RSM European Playoffs in England and reached the semi-final of the women's category. Meanwhile, an undoubted highlight in recent times was being part of the winning French team in the 2024 European Team Championship, organised by the European Golf Association. This remains a special memory for Melody as she found further confidence as a player and person by being part of such a positive team dynamic. Melody says, "The atmosphere in the French team is absolutely incredible. From the very beginning, I felt welcomed and truly connected with everyone. I was a bit nervous when I first joined, but the team made me feel at ease right away. We are a team that works extremely well together. Our cohesion is one of our biggest strengths. We laugh a lot and have fun, but we also know when to be serious and focused. We showed that during the European Team Championship, without bragging, of course." She adds, "Playing alongside some of the best French players has helped me learn so much, both technically and mentally. I've also made great friends, and being part of this team is really inspiring and motivating." Melody's own encouragement of others has also been well noted. During the 2025 French Championship, Melody met a young boy who used a wheelchair and had been closely following her performances. He was trying golf for himself with his parents. Melody recalls, "It was a beautiful experience. We took a picture together. I was almost more emotional than he was at that moment." For someone who has already achieved a lot, it's time to look ahead for Melody to help build the game further. She says, "We love playing with a variety of players on the course because it's a sport where men and women can do the same thing, and maybe women can be better than men sometimes. There are so many women who want to play golf and they say, 'No, I can't,' but it is such a great sport for women." Encouraging more female participants to play is crucial, as is her desire to encourage anyone with a disability to enjoy the same opportunities as others in both golf and sport, and of course, life in general. This can only happen, Melody argues, with greater tolerance and inclusion, which comes from respect. Melody says, "We want to be accepted first, and we work for that. The one thing you can give us is respect, because that is the thing we give to you. After all, we are the same golfers." Apart from her gratitude to her family, Melody thanks my childhood coach, Jimmy, and Golf de Charmey, who have always been there for me. "I'm very grateful to Jean-Pierre Richard, the first person I met in Paragolf, who introduced me to the Handy Golf Association. I owe him so much. My current caddy, Sylvain Trimet, has also been a great help. I'm also thankful for all the friends I've met through Paragolf, for my French team coach Fred, Frederick Cupillard, and for Damien, our team osteopath, who helps us stay physically strong during competitions. Finally, I want to thank my sponsors, who made it possible for me to get my first paragolfer and to continue playing. The Isère Department, the Ayura Region, the Caisse d'Epargne Foundation, and the Isère Golf Committee." At the time of writing in 2026, Melody has her sights set on helping France to win the EGA European Team Championship for a second consecutive time, and she dreams of winning the EGA European Individual Championship in 2027. Improving her place on the world ranking and her golf handicap index are new goals, as is maintaining a more consistent game throughout the year, especially her short game. "I'm really excited about what the future holds. Overall, my focus is on growth in golf, in my career, and in my personal life." For Melody, it seems that everything interlinks in life to give her that feeling of confidence to chart her own direction. It all started as a five-year-old on the tee, wanting to give the ball a huge whack with the driver. "It's a combination of a great sport. We need to have focus every moment," says Melody, smiling again. And now she is laughing as, after all, we have interrupted her practice for this interview, and she is ready to finish. She adds, "Golf gives me happiness. That's an easy one, and I don't need to say anything else."
We hope you enjoyed listening to Melody's story here. You can find many more stories of people with a disability who are reaching their potential in golf under Mulligan Stories at www.edgargolf.com. Thank you again for listening.